I wish I had some water, man. Fuck. Like,
go get
is
some.
Is this like fasting?
Do you ever get in class or like when you go to anything new and they make everyone stand up and say their name and a fact about themselves? And yeah. You just
too many times I've done two truths and a lie. I'm like, bruv, I don't even know what to bullshit no more.
My two truths and a lie are mad because my truths are always mad.
Nah, bro. I did drama, bro. But you did drama as well. But do you remember when, like, let's say a special guest or someone came to teach the class, yeah? And they would make everyone stand in a circle, introduce themselves, but you've got to do a movement whilst you do your, introduce yourself, and everyone has to copy you. So, like, whether you change your tone of voice,
oh,
or whether
that.
You do a little dance, everyone has to do it and say,
like, my name's Ali. And everyone say, hello, Ali.
Everyone, hello, Ali.
I forgot about that, man. That's actually you unlocked the memory right there, man. Yo, yo, people, welcome back to the Route 401 show. My name's Ali.
My name's Alim.
And today we're joined by a wonderful guest by the name of Kiva.
Kiva Corrigan. Hey.
How you doing, homie?
We don't get much of a round of applause because Rain's not here today.
Yeah, Rain does the proper geezer clap, like.
Yeah, man. I'm his replacement.
She's filling in for Ian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How you been? How you doing? Tell the people.
Not too bad. yeah, I'm just chilling. I haven't seen Ali in a while.
It's been ages.
Just back
it,
from St. Patrick's Day
racist.
In Ireland.
I'm joking.
This is why I'm going to get violated today.
No, I'm joking.
First 30 seconds, he's like, yeah, now you cancel. Just say whatever.
yeah, so I'm just chilling.
How was St. Paddy's, man?
From what I remember.
Damn.
What is St. Paddy's? I don't even know, like, why do you guys... What is it?
He's the patron saint of Ireland.
Okay.
So we pretty much just use it as a big excuse to celebrate.
No, to just get drunk.
Completely steaming. but yeah, he banished all the snakes from Ireland.
No. Snakes?
Sort of thing. Yeah.
Is that why you have bear snake tattoos?
Definitely not.
Oh, I just assumed so.
That's actually a good...
But I noticed you have bear snake tattoos.
Don't ask me from now on, I'm going to say that. no, I just really like snakes.
Why?
No, like the actual animals, not people. Oh. yeah, I know. I forgot I had one on my back when I got one on my arm.
Swear.
Yeah.
Were you pissed when you realised that? Fuck.
Nah, I was just kind of like, it's a bit weird having two snakes. But whatever.
That's why I thought you did it, because I'm like, oh, she just really likes snakes. You got snakes all over her body.
Nah, man. But they're cool. Whatever.
I was doing a bit of research into St. Paddy's. Is it true or not that he's actually Scottish?
Yeah, and Protestant.
Mad.
Which is so funny, because obviously in Belfast, a lot of Protestants wouldn't, even some of my friends, quote unquote, I don't want to be surrounded by that many Tigs. So
that many what?
Tigs.
What does that mean?
Catholics. It's like... Oh. We banter, well, it's banter if it's your mates, but the, like...
Could it be classified as, like, a slur if, like, a person
yeah,
you didn't know said it
to? It is a slur, 100%.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
If my mates say it, obviously, like, we call Protestants Huns, and Protestants call us Tigs or Fenians.
Fenians. I've heard Fenians.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So,
like, but is it, like, it's a slur, yeah?
It's a slur, but obviously if it's your mates, you're bantering.
Okay.
But if someone...
Someone else, if
yeah,
I said
yeah,
it...
Yeah. Like, if you're getting beaten up and they're like, oh, Tiggy...
Okay.
They're beating you up for that reason. Okay.
Okay.
Because I found that wild when I looked at it. I was like, let me do a little quiz online, and I got some questions for you. I'm going to test your knowledge on St. Paddy's.
I actually follow this Instagram page, and it posts like all the Irish history. It's amazing, and they posted about St. Patrick the other day, and I'm pretty sure the last slide said that it's not even it's not even a thing that he did banish all the snakes. I don't even, like, that. No one knows if that's true or
wait,
not.
So so you have no idea why you're celebrating this dude?
Nah, I just, the snakes thing, I don't know if it's actually true. I went my whole life, I'm pretty sure I even got told in school, like, that's what he did, no
you're
joke.
You're taught from young.
And then I read this, but then again, it's like, is Instagram reliable?
Like, how many snakes were there for this guy to banish all of them?
And to make,
But then... We also believe in giants, like the Finn McCool thing, so...
Is it?
Yeah. We just believe in a lot of stuff.
It still doesn't look like you believe in it, the way you
do. And fairies as well. You're not allowed to cut down fairy trees in Ireland.
A fairy tree?
Well, it's like illegal.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's illegal, but people just don't... People are too terrified to do it.
Damn.
Irish people are the most superstitious people ever.
Mm.
Don't pass each other on the stairs. Don't put
What's the biggest one or the worst one?
Probably the fairy tree thing. Like, it's just no one does it. Like, they'll literally just not build on that land, or they'll build around a fairy tree because they can't cut it down.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I used to have an Irish primary school teacher, and I swear the one liners you guys say, or like the little catchphrase, fucking hilarious. I don't know how she comes up with that shit. She, it was snowing once and she was like, yeah, that's just God shaking his hair. Like, I was like, what? She's like, yeah, the dandruff, that's snow. I was like,
I didn't know that all of those sayings were Irish until I came here.
Yeah.
Like, I say some stuff that I find so normal and everyone just looks at me like, huh? But I think Irish people just have a lot of weird sayings.
What's the funny one?
No, like, I don't even know until I'm saying them. We just have, like, weird sayings. Even, you catch more bees with honey. I say that all the time. And
you catch more bees with honey?
Yeah, than you ever will with vinegar.
You catch more bees with honey
than you ever.
Is it related to money?
No.
Oh, was it? Wasn't mean.
Like, it's literal, isn't
it? Nasty to you, be nice to them. So, like, okay, instead of being nasty back, be kill them with kindness.
Ah,
because you get them in the long run.
Okay.
So you catch more. My mom always said that to me, like, you catch more bees with honey. When I was angry and stuff, so that I'd be nice. And
now look at you. You grew up with anger problems. It didn't work.
I'm way less angry now.
You have a lot more London lingo now, as well. That means when you go to Ireland, everyone's looking at you like, who the fuck are you?
They do. They're like, stop
saying
that.
She's been
infiltrated. Especially like leaves. Anytime I'm like, in it, he's like, stop it. I'm like, oh, sorry. I don't even notice. It just happens. But it's in an Irish accent, so it's even more weird.
Do your friends back in Ireland as well say you sound too London-y now?
Yeah, they slobber like fuck. They definitely slobber like fuck.
Is it?
But when I go home, though, I'm more Belfast. Do you know what I mean?
So it's about like dialects and stuff. Like, so Belfast sounds a little bit different from, like, I don't know, Dublin or some shit.
Yeah, but everyone in Belfast sounds different as well. Like, I could hear their accent and know if they're from north or west or south.
Mad.
Or like the posh parts, you can just sort of tell.
It's got to be like rhyming slang, innit? Like Cockney rhyming.
Yeah, but
slang,
that's like, that's like London, innit? You can tell when if someone's Cockney, you know they're from East.
East, yeah, true. Or like,
but then if you
what other areas got a significant from accent?
Hey guys, they're from West London, innit?
Look left and right before cross.
Wear your face masks. Like, that's how you know if they're from West London.
I've got my quiz locked and loaded. Kiva, are you ready? On are you 100% Irish?
Oh, this is so... You're exposing me like that.
Hey, I found it. I was like, these are some cool answers. Like, all right.
If you fail, you're officially one of us. You're a Londoner.
You claim more London, yeah. You're from South now.
She's got a tattoo on her leg.
Tattooed to prove it.
You claimed it.
Hey, yo, your whatever it's called.
My anklet?
Yeah, it's hard.
Thanks. Question number one. What is the official symbol of Ireland?
That's easy. I think I know that one.
Shamrock.
Bingo.
What's a shamrock?
It could have been a harp, but that's Guinness.
What's a shamrock?
You know the wee good luck sign everyone uses.
Yeah, the leaf.
Four-leaf clover.
Yeah, I was gonna say the clover. Yeah.
Yeah, shamrock. We call it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Question number two.
Oh, I have one tattooed on my ankle actually.
No. People traditionally.
You know when you've got the notes written.
Question number two. People traditionally wear green on St. Paddy's Day to avoid what?
I know that one, I think.
To avoid something?
Yeah.
See, I wear green head to toe. So does everyone, actually. But
do you want me to make it easier and give you, like, a selection of answers?
But it's
like
weird
because
I always thought, though, our colour, Ireland's colour is green. Mm-hmm. Like, that's
just
our colour.
Yeah, but why, though?
So that's why we celebrate.
Can I guess as well? I don't know why I'm joining in this. That
Irish. All right, I want to help you. I'm going to help you guys out.
What is it? You said this to avoid something, yeah?
Yes.
Is it bad luck?
That is one of the options. There's three options. A, bad luck. B, getting pinched. C, losing money.
Getting pinched by who? The peelers? They're more likely to arrest you if you're in green. What was the last one? Losing money?
Losing money.
I just wear it because it's the colour of my country, innit?
Yes. How old your guess be?
Avoiding bad luck. I said it before.
Yeah. Said bad luck. Yeah. Well, the answer is actually getting pinched.
What?
Does that mean by the feds?
I have,
or like,
I
yeah,
have
surely.
No clue.
Sure. Who else
but literally,
get, not what, pedos? Who else
like,
would it be?
Like, so, I don't know.
They were literally getting pinched.
Yeah. I've got to skip question
don't know
three.
Why a fed. Oh, maybe that's in Southern Ireland, though. Like, I don't know.
True.
Because they don't have.
She could say that about any other questions, and we'd have to believe her. Yeah, any question she gets wrong, that's because there's something.
Ooh, like, this one's right up your street. Worldwide, how many pints of Guinness are typically drunk on St. Paddy's Day? A, 1 million. B, 18 million. C, 1 billion. D, 13 million.
What was B?
18 million. C was a billion.
You know, the fact that B is so specific. Actually, no, but then you said 13 million for the last one, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, I reckon a billion.
I was going to say the safest one is the highest option.
What was A?
Safest?
What was A?
A was 1 million. B was 18 million. C was 1 billion.
It's either B or C. A billion's been excessive. Or D, 13
million.
You know what's funny? That there's nothing less than a million. Like, why is it even a million?
Of course. I'm going to have to say B because C's taking the piss.
Oh, you're so close. It's D, 13 million.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't say a billion.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, that's the one you should smash out the park, man.
It's like an eighth of the world. Like
on St. Paddy's as well, bro. Like.
One day.
Oh, yeah, true.
What did St. Patrick believe a shamrock represented?
Is it the Holy Trinity? No.
Yeah, you got it right. It's the Holy Trinity. I just wanted to long it out. How many times has Ireland won Eurovision?
I've never seen Eurovision before in my life.
Yeah, who watches Eurovision?
You guys are a singing nation, you know that. People love Irish singers, and you don't know how many times you've won.
I could name you some Irish singers. Who, like, Jedward.
I forgot about those two, the spiky hair dons.
Niall Horan.
I used to have my hair like Jedward.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I headbutted him once for it.
I'm glad I missed that.
Because I said something that I can't say these days now on TV. I'd get in trouble.
Anyways, he cussed me and I just headbutted him. And then he bought a Lucas suit off me.
Did it ruin your hair?
No. I used to have bare like wax in it. It was just hard. I bare hairspray just hard. It was just up.
Bro, like, you see like the movies, it was like, phew. I was like, what the fuck?
And then I was like, I just turned around and I just headbutt him in the chest. And then
I just stared at him like, yo, this motherfucker's got a screw loose. Like, he's always had one loose.
I used to sell Lucas's in the playground, innit? And then he that's the reason why he came up to me in the first place, to buy a Lucas's off.
He was the school Lucas's.
That's how you made mates?
Nah, no. That was later down the second. Basically, in the playground, everybody had like a specific role. Like, someone was the drink seller, someone was the cookie guy, someone was the donut guy. Someone sold their fucking lunch ticket. If you needed a lunch ticket.
You didn't have vending machines?
No, we had a tuck shop. But
you had vending machines?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Schools should have that.
And then Jamie Oliver made them all freaking healthy.
Bro, Jamie Oliver got rid of ketchup.
He got rid of ketchup.
He got rid of ketchup.
In your school?
Yeah, no, bro, in primary schools ever. He's like, ketchup's unhealthy. So Friday fish and chips, you'd have to have beans. Otherwise, it's dry.
Or you're bringing your own.
Or you bring
it. Someone will bring their own. Someone will bring a tub. That's getting finessed. Everyone's using it.
I've never had a school meal. Ever.
You always got home meal?
Mm-hmm. Or I'd have that pasta thing. I like that. Just pasta with cheese.
But oh, like, cheese bake. Pasta bake.
No, just pasta with cheese on it.
Yeah, pasta bake.
No, that's not. No, pasta bake is not.
Isn't it the pasta that then they put like a layer of cheese, put it in the oven, give you a nice slice?
No. Like actual, they just put pasta in a pot and grate cheese on it.
So it's never melted?
That is a prison sounding
meal. It's never melted.
A lie, pasta bake's better.
It's just, I still eat that. I love it. Pasta with butter and cheese. Banging. I still eat that for 5 years. No honestly. Way. Yeah, myself.
What do they call them? That's a classic poverty meal.
Easily.
Placed. Oh, that's a ghetto meal. That's ghetto a ghetto meal.
You know what I mean? Like survival meals. You're like,
survive. I would survive. I eat cold beans out of the tin. I could survive forever.
I need to make you seasoned beans, man. I'm going to change your life.
We've spoken about it.
I'm going to change your life.
Warm beans, like,
I'm going to change your life. Trust me.
A actually walked in.
He had that shit and he was like, yo.
Yeah. And I can't have beans the same anymore. Ever since he told me how to make the... his seasoned beans, I make mine slightly more spicier though.
That's everyone's preference. Like I said, bro, because I remember he called me the first
look
time.
Look at me, I'm white.
No, but you don't have to have it spicy.
Make it flavorful.
That's just how I like it. It wakes me up in the morning.
By the way, you fraud. The answer for the Eurovision question was 7. Y'all won 7 times and you didn't know.
What?
Yeah, you won 7 times.
That's pretty impressive.
But
that's,
I'm surprised Eurovision is that big, you know, because I don't know no one that watches it. Maybe it's just
maybe we don't have a connection to it, innit? But like, it's quite big, innit? Like, they get countries, all European countries get represented.
Yeah.
Why are we still in it if we left Europe? That just made me deep it.
The double passport thing, ideal.
Ugh.
And it's so funny because
you got 2 passports.
Yeah, Irish and British.
It's like you've infiltrated the country.
And it's so jokes, because obviously, like, a lot of the Protestants in Northern Ireland don't represent, like, they don't really take their Irish culture. They just ignore it.
Why so?
Because they would call themselves British. Mm. But as soon as Britain left the EU, they're all applying for their Irish passports.
No way.
Yeah, bro, you know how much of an L it is now?
You can't even get one.
Bro, once we go to Europe, back in the day, we could go in, like, the European land, and it'd be very easy to get out of the airport. Now you're in the other aisle. You know how usually when you come back from a holiday, you see UK passport holders, Europeans come this way, other passports, you got to do the extra checks. Bro, I remember when I went to Amsterdam in December, I was in that queue for like an hour and a half.
Especially if you go fly back to Stansted.
Long day. Stansted is horrible.
Stansted and Luton, I will never go to again in my life.
Why, is it just too far? Or
Luton, you have to get 8 trains and 4 buses to get to, and Stansted's just a whole...
How the hell did you do that to get to Luton? You messed up.
Okay, I'm exaggerating. Obviously, I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, I can't lie. At first, I took it literal as well. I was like, 8 trains? Wow. Where are you coming from? Like,
how do you not know I'm the biggest drama queen ever?
She takes one bus. Fuck me, I had to climb a mountain today. Yeah, man. That shit was long.
Literally. Not even on the way here today, I had to fight the TFL guy. He wasn't letting me through for £1.50.
What is that about? Like, Revolut need to sort that out, though.
Bro, I saw a whole sting operation at Whitechapel when I was coming back from work a couple of days. Bro, the way these British transport workers work, it's like they're nuts. It's like their mum owns the train.
They take it serious.
They had one guy on the, you see the big barrier where like buggies and like suitcases go through. So I saw this guy walking in front of me, and he's with his girl. His girl tapped and he walked with her, but just pretended to like put something. Bro, the guy watched him do it. Just, he's got like 7 other agents there, all wearing normal clothes. Like undies. They have undies to catch people bunking train. And then he goes, that one. He literally just points, and then 3 guys walk up, whip out their badges, like, yeah, mate, you should come here with us. I tapped, so I was just walking through them, like, idiot.
That is actually shocking.
Do you remember when there was that whole operation where undercover feds were, like, pretending to be...
homeless?
Like, crackheads and homeless people. Oh. Not what? Oh, were you even allowed to say?
Don't worry about that, we can fix that,
That one's getting bleeped, don't worry, it's getting bleeped. That one's getting bleeped. No, but wasn't there like a whole terrorist thing that happened?
I think it was 2 years or a year and a half that they'd been posted up on that road. And I can't even remember what part of London it was in. But yeah, had their signs and everything. But obviously, what year was that where all the terrorist attacks kept happening?
It was a few years ago.
It was a good couple of years ago.
It was pre-COVID.
We had one in 19. 2019 was London Bridge. Then we had one in Westminster, maybe the summer before. Like, remember the bridge attacks?
As well.
They kept getting cars, and then they kept going on it. Then they put them barriers on all of the bridges.
And stuff. Well, this was just a guy who ran down the road just stabbing everyone.
Oh, the guy who killed Lee Rigby.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, that one.
And the undercovers were there, but...
The homeless ones.
Yeah, but they were so close to whatever operation they were doing, because they'd been doing it for like a year and a half. And because that was happening on the road, they had to blow their cover. And all of them just threw the homeless signs away and had guns and just started shooting at them.
Do you know how fucked that would be? That's bro? Mad.
Just see that,
what the fuck?
See, if I had been given their money, I would actually go back and be like,
give me my fucking change.
Hey, that's true, you know, I never thought of that.
Fucking change.
Rub me my coin back, bro.
They probably say they'll have some charity organisation that they've been actually donating to.
We actually do give that back to the homeless.
We were talking about travelling before. You were in Germany recently, right?
For the 10th time.
For the 10th time? Why have you been there 10 times?
To party.
It's a party city, man.
Oh, okay. You went for what? Chris Brown, right? Was that the Chris Brown one?
Yeah. Chris Brown was recently. Him throwing the phone off the
stage. You were there at that one, innit? I saw it in your story.
Yo, it was so jokes.
You look fucked up, though.
Yeah, I don't even think I knew he threw her phone. I think I was like,
You know what? Controversial take. I'm actually with Chris Brown for doing that, because he was dancing with
100%.
A chick. Give it a. And she's like, let me get this shit on my Snapchat, bitch.
It
bye.
Was the even when he told her to get off her phone, she just keeps doing it. It was actually rude. Yeah. But also.
But do you feel like that's just the world we're living in now? And everyone's got a snap it.
Yeah,
like,
it's tragic.
It didn't happen. Yeah.
Like, rather than experience the actual moment, getting a lap dance from flipping Chris Brown,
Surely she would have known that a million people in this crowd are going to video her. She did not need the video.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought too.
She would have just been like, yo, airdrop me that after. That's it. Simple.
She got her phone back though. Did you see her at the end?
Was it, no. Was it
someone had her phone. I don't know. But even in Berlin, like, the crowd would have taken it a lot more thick because no one in Berlin uses their phone.
Yeah, they party. Like, when they're partying, they're partying.
So, oh, is it?
Yeah, so in the club, every single club you go to, the least they do will be cover your camera with stickers. And if you take the stickers...
No way.
Yeah. Some of them take your phone off you at the door. You take your coat off and put your phone in the pocket and they take it and put it in a locker. You're like, you're not allowed your phone in with you, which I love. I'm telling you.
Enjoy
you
the moment.
You go out in Berlin and not one person is on their phone ever. Mm. It is the most amazing, refreshing thing ever. Like, even in... if you do take your, I've taken my sticker off a few times and put my phone in my pocket just to video DJs I love and shit, but you can't see anything. It's all just lights, but people will tell you to stop if they see you. They'll be like, live in the moment. Get off your phone. Like,
no way, that's hard.
Yeah, right. They'll literally say, live now. Whenever I was 18, one of my favourite clubs, it's closed now, Grismule. That's, it happened to me there. And since then, I was like, yeah.
I need a Berlin trip ASAP then.
And even they respect their city a lot. Like, there's no CCTV because of during the Berlin War or the German War. East Berlin obviously was so heavily monitored and they were everywhere. They couldn't go anywhere. Even their houses had cameras on them. So now there's no CCTV in the city.
And is there a lot of crime there?
No. And it's why the street art culture is so amazing, because literally you can't, unless a fed sees you do it, you're completely sweet. And it's incredible. Like, it's just, I've never been in a city even remotely similar. Which
no
is
way, I never even knew that.
It's the history in it is, you would love it.
Bro, I think we need to organize a trip this year to Berlin. I'm not kidding. One of my homies, I play football with, he did a year there abroad, learned the language. And he does DJing as well on the set. So I was like, bro, if it's I could go somewhere, I was like, bro, you tell me the spots, man.
100%. I can definitely tell you the spots too.
So in these times, you got that girl that's on stage with Chris Brown and she's just got her phone on stage.
And everyone must have been like,
dumb bitch. Everyone was moving, man. And they're like, dumb bitch.
I heard someone, one of the girls that Chris Brown gave a lap dance to, her man broke up with her.
Bro, so his heart was broken. He was like,
we have these debates in work, right? You genuinely know who you are. Two of my best mates said straight away, they're dragging her back, and if she goes, they're gone by the time she gets back. But the older ones, like, whenever we asked the ones in, like, their late 20s, they were like, she's a free woman, like, she can do what she wants. Thing.
But the question is, can the homie get a lap dance?
Wait, by homie, do you mean yourself or
no.
What?
Yo,
hey,
I mean,
yo!
if the man's got it from a chick, would the story be flipped? You know what I'm saying? Would the
but
girlfriend
would
be
though,
pissed?
What
if it was like Beyonce
exactly.
or something like someone
all
massive?
All of the boys,
like,
who said their girl can't do that said they can do it. They were like, obviously I can do it. I was like, how does that even work? See, when I was younger, I would.
But what's funny
I was gonna point out the irony.
Not your girl.
Like, no, I can do it. You can't.
What's funny is it's not your girl giving a lap dance to Chris Brown. It's the other. It's Chris Brown
serenading
her.
It's not like they're ever gonna fucking be together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
and also,
what?
You're at the concert. He's serenading everyone there anyway. He's like, you just got a front row seat.
But
you
know, I would never go up in my life ever. I'd have a panic attack. I'd literally just pass out on the stage. I couldn't do that. It'd be
wait,
horrible.
Out of excitement or just
no,
nerves?
Just sort of fucking embarrassment. Just everyone
like
looking at me, getting what? It's bad enough getting a lap dance in private. Never mind fucking public. I just, it's too much. Stop it. It would cringe me out too much. Like, but yeah, I would have been more angry. Like, in relationships, I would have been more protective and stuff. And like, I definitely would have got vexed about stuff like that. But you see, if you're in your mid late 20s and you're still acting like that, you definitely have issues.
Yeah.
It's just a bit unhealthy. Like, fair enough, each to their own, and some people are protective and they.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just a weird. How long is your relationship going to last if you can't enjoy life? Do you know what I mean? Like, nothing's
really. It's a
fair point.
It's a good point to raise.
Nothing's really that deep.
Fact.
We all gonna be in a hole in the ground soon.
We're not gonna slow down.
That's the only thing guaranteed.
Everybody gonna die. Again, I wanted to go back to your traveling because I know you like to travel a lot. What's the best country you ever went to?
I actually get asked this a lot, and it's such a mad.
Because you do travel a lot, innit? How many countries have you been to?
38, I think.
Damn.
Okay, I didn't even know it was 30. So I knew it was a lot, but I didn't. 33. Even then, like plus that, 30 is a lot.
That's actually a really good accomplishment.
Because with my trips this year, I'm going to hit 40, so yeah, it's crazy.
How many have you got planned this year? 7?
A holiday a month, you know me.
Cheers, respect. I read that.
But you're going to go to some of the same places,
though. Yeah. Portugal, I go to a few times a year. I love it. I'm going to go there next month. But
Where in Portugal?
Albufeira. I've been to a few places, but Albufeira is definitely my favourite. Shout out Rachel. We go there a lot.
Rachel's a funny one. I've never met Rachel, but we need to have her on the show one day. We actually need to have her on one day.
Next time
she's here, you and Rachel need to come on.
The funniest girl you'll ever.
That's gonna be an uncensored episode, so I hope you're ready for that.
Yeah, no, it needs to be uncensored. Like.
Like a sock stuck on her recently or something?
She super glued her sock to her foot.
I remember seeing the video of it.
You have no idea. Like, you see the stuff she says, you just have to be like, cool.
But no, I saw a video or a picture of it somewhere. I think it was on your story. I can't remember. Like, I definitely saw it somewhere from. It's weird. I know all this about her and I've never met her.
I think I was with you whenever she sent me the video.
Yeah, I must have been.
But every time me and that girl are together, something mayhem. Tragic happens. Like,
is that one of the best places you visited then? Portugal?
Portugal?
I love it with all my heart, but. In terms of probably the best place, I always tend to say St. Lucia. Like, it was just different. And I've been to quite a lot of places in the Caribbean, but St. Lucia, man, I could live there.
Why?
Genuinely,
what's different about St. Lucia compared to all the other Caribbean countries?
Just the energy and the people and the love. Like, everyone's so full of love and they just treat you like family. Mm. And they have Fish Fridays every Friday, the whole island. Has a street party, so they'll cook.
That's
fresh
a good community
fish.
Vibe.
Yeah,
man.
Everyone goes like. No,
I'm actually salivating. My wife talk about food like that because I'm like.
In the whole, so that from about 6 or 7, maybe it'll be all fresh fish and cooked meat and jerk and stuff, and then at about midnight, they have these massive, massive speakers, like 5 times the height of me. Just in the streets, and there'll be DJs post up around the place, and they'll just play music, and everyone just from 5 years old
it's like
to
carnival.
105 years
it's
old.
It's a street party across the whole city.
It's crazy. It's so across the whole island. There's just loads every Friday as well. It's beautiful. Like, it's so, so lovely, and everyone's dancing together. I got run over by a Rasta in a wheelchair.
A what?
A Rasta in a wheelchair.
What?
He was like 110 years old.
Bro, he was raving so hard. He was like, yeah.
No, how did you get run over?
I have a video of it. It's so
You know,
funny.
It's funnier in your Irish accent. Like, what predicament were you in for you to say, I got run over by a Rasta on a wheelchair?
Like, he's about 100 as well, bro. Like, the context keeps saying, what? Add more to it. So was he
in a party?
Was he partying? He didn't see you?
Nah, he was just licked. He was just dancing and
just
stuff.
Charges at the white woman.
And his wee net vest and his wee
string
shorts.
Vest. He got
string vest and his wee shorts. Nah, man, like, it's just such a free life. And I don't know, the food as well, just everything about it. I loved it.
That type of fish when it's fresh here, because I remember when we were in Morocco, Rita took us to some cave, bro, and there was a guy there fishing. Fresh fish and cook it on the spot, boom, serve it to you. Best, to this day, best fish I've ever had in my life.
That's the beauty of countries that, like, are island or they got, like, a coast where they can get that fresh fish. Like, 100%. The restaurants, anywhere you go, like, the whole day it's fresh, bro. Because, you know, they caught that this morning, gave it to the shops, they've done their thing.
Fish in London is rotten. Dead so bad, I couldn't eat it. Like.
And what's funny is that's, like, one of the main meals in this country, like, fish and chips.
Fish and chips here. I'm not even naming the place because I'm not even going to do that, but...
Name or shame.
Walked, got this chippy. I was so hungover. I've never been so excited in my life. Walked the whole way to the top of Greenwich Park. Kind of ran, actually, because I didn't want to get in cold. And took one bite of the fish and literally just spat it back in the box. Ate a chip. And you know those chips that are like raw potato, just covered in skin?
Yeah.
I literally can't eat a chippy unless I'm in Belfast. Fair. Unless I'm at home, it's so fresh. Here, it's just like, nah.
So Irish fish and chips is better than UK fish and chips?
So much better. Oh, my days. Mad.
I think we've got to get our top, like...
What is it? Is the fish just better? Is the batter?
The fish is more fresh. And the chips... Irish people, I don't know. We just know how to make chips. You guys
love potatoes, bro.
Yeah.
Potato.
I probably eat potatoes every single day.
What's that crisp that you really love? Is it called potato chips or something?
Potato.
That thing that you snap whenever you go to Ireland, you get the goodies back. What are they called?
And they're just like a knockoff Walkers.
That's what I thought.
Potato.
Yeah.
Is it knockoff Walkers?
Yeah.
Of course, you Brits would say that.
It looks like it. It looks like one.
Do you know what's so mad? Rachel drives 2 hours to get potato crisps because she prefers them from Dublin than Belfast.
Wait, they differ in region. No, that's got to be capped. Ain't it just one?
Mum's life.
Why can't they just distribute it everywhere from the one factory?
Most people wouldn't notice, but Rachel swears that there is a massive difference. I'm not the biggest fan of Tato. I prefer Walkers.
Is that African Fanta?
Yeah.
So when you have Fanta in the UK, it's different when you have it in Africa.
Yeah.
Fanta orange. Their one's actually orange. Our one's yellow.
Yeah.
Why is our Fanta orange yellow, bro?
I don't even know. You know what it is? I think each country's got their dumb laws. Like over here, we can't. Not even just sugar tax. Like certain food colorings are illegal. Like you go to America, you see their shit. They got like red 45 or whatever the hell that shit called. That
America's
over here, they're like, yo, that shit will fuck you up, man. Take that shit out.
Even the tooth whitening stuff in America, like they have toothpaste and tooth whiteners that are illegal here because they literally just strip all the enamel off your teeth.
Mad.
And they're just like, damn. Fuck it, you do you, boo.
I mean, over here we have a was it the veneer pandemic happening, bro? Like everyone's going.
What's that?
Everyone's getting their teeth.
Everyone's going over to Turkey.
Yeah. I've even seen the clipping veneers; they're hilarious. Yeah, just like every time I see you, you have different teeth.
The thing that scares me about that is the fact that they have to shave your natural teeth down to like little stubs.
Yeah. My stepbrother sent me the maddest photo of his teeth like that. And it was just terrifying. But he's lost all his teeth from fighting anyway, so he may as well.
Oh, fair.
Like,
see, in that situation, he needed it.
Fair enough.
100%. Other people are like, yeah, knock this shit out and put them in, bro.
Yeah, no way.
And they're usually bigger than their mouth. So
they
it's like.
After a while, right?
I think every 10, they have to replace them.
You have to keep getting them done. And once you get them done, you've got to keep getting it done.
See, that's so
You know, that's what's scary about it. Because if you ever go broke, you basically lose your mouth. You literally can't afford to go broke because you lose your mouth.
True.
That's a GoFundMe situation, boy.
Please, guys, I can't talk right now. Can't eat right now.
I don't think that anyone would GoFund that because they would be like, "What? A rich guy went poor.
If someone
be like, why should we donate to this guy? Because he was donating to us when he was rich.
They're important, bro.
But would people fund it though? Is what I'm thinking, like as a charity thing. Like, would people actually feel bad? You would feel bad for someone.
See, you're too nice, man.
Yeah, I know.
See, we're just
I'll be like, where were you for us when we were down?
We're just looking like, what I got to do with me?
Yeah, for real.
Hey, my teeth. So St. Lucia's the number one for you. What's been your least favorite country you've been to? Doesn't have to be specific, but the one that you're like, nah, it ain't really
that.
That
I wouldn't go back. Thailand.
Well, you had a bad experience there.
Yeah.
I want to go there so badly. That's like one of my main places to go to.
I went there for like a month when I was 17, and it was amazing, but there were parts of it that was just made me feel sick, like, especially at my age at the time. So I loved the islands, like, I was in love with Bangkok. I was also, I didn't know about Malaysia Air. Does anyone know, never fly with Malaysia Air in
That's
your
That's the airline
life,
that disappeared,
ever.
Right?
Wait, what?
Malaysia Airlines, that's the airline that disappeared. Remember a few
years
back?
I remember something like that,
There was a plane like completely dropped off the radar. No idea.
No one had told a 17-year-old this before she books all
her
flights to
Thailand.
So wait,
what happened with you? Did anything go wrong with your flight?
The way there, they lost our luggage. So all my nice clothes, I'd packed for Bangkok because I didn't care about the islands. I just wanted, in Bangkok, we were doing nice things. So that's where my clothes were for. Lost my luggage. We were in Bangkok for 5 days or 6 days or something. Still no sign of my luggage. Fucking nightmare. But it was incredible. Like, Bangkok was amazing. Then we went to Phuket.
I heard that's like one of the best places to go to. To be fair, that's not one of the places on my list though, because I feel
don't go. If you go for like 3 or 4 days.
I would go Bangkok for like 3 days.
It's like the Magaluf of Thailand.
Oh yeah, Bandar. I'm not into all that.
Yeah,
I want to go to Chiang Mai. I want to go to the mountains
beautiful.
And shit. and Koh Samui. I want to go to
Koh Phangan has the full moon.
Have you been Koh Samui?
Oh, the full moon.
I want to go there as well.
That was like a very honeymoon island.
Okay.
Like everyone was there. It was all couples and weddings and honeymoons and stuff. But it was beautiful. It was so peaceful.
Yeah, I heard that's like one of the best islands to go to.
Koh Phangan's more of a party island, the full moon. I stayed in a treehouse in the middle of a jungle.
Oh, that's sick.
What do they call those, teepees or
crazy.
Some shit?
No, it was an actual treehouse, like up
a tree.
You had to walk like, I'd say 150 steps to get up. And I opened the bathroom door and the walls are just rocks from like from mountains.
Damn.
And there were just bugs, big massive spiders and insects everywhere.
You're in the jungle.
You gotta go there prepared. Like,
no, I just closed the door and took a piss outside. I was like,
no way.
I may as well be in the jungle pissing if I'm in that room.
Like, it was safer to piss in the jungle than in the toilet.
Pretty much. And then the bed had a wee net all around it and stuff, but it was class. Like, see, waking up in the morning and the swimming pool was like on the top of a mountain. And the view was just the forest and the sea.
Wait, so I would assume if you guys are outside then in a treehouse and stuff, isn't there like bear bugs and stuff like that?
Yeah, but the bed had a net around it. So mosquito as long net. As when you're sleeping, you're fine, then it's all right.
But let's say you open the door at night, like the main door, there'll be like just bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
Because like, when I was in Kenya, we stayed in one resort where it was like in the middle of a jungle. You wake up and there's elephants outside your room.
Yeah.
Damn.
If you open the door at night, and you know the hallways have lights, bro. As soon as one of those lights turn on, like it's like you're being swarmed by just bear bugs.
That is
so
scary,
we would have
it's
to,
horrible.
We all would go into one room at night to like just play games and stuff. Like everyone's playing Mafia and like, but we would have like everyone meet up in like room 305 or whatever.
Mm.
Everyone would be in this one room, but when you're going back to your own room, there would have to be at least three people helping you out. One person opens the door, one person quickly shut it, then you gotta run. So I remember when I was leaving, like. We count it. 3, 2, 1. And they open it just enough for you to leave. You just slip out and you see the door slam behind you. Boom. And then you just got to run to your room because you're just getting swarmed. By
bug spray is a myth as well. Bug spray.
There's no point.
Them motherfuckers must be immune to it by now.
You know, but you know what's good? Like even I had mosquito repellent and all that. It doesn't work. But best thing was, what's that blue cream that people use that's used for like, if you got like a bad rash or if you got like a, there's this cream in a blue.
Savlon.
That elite. I never heard of it before until I was in Kenya. But that stuff, like when you had like a bad bite or anything, like
a white person gave you that, innit?
Nah, not even. We all been ghoulies, innit?
That's so jokes. Because any white mum.
There was a lot of white people in Kenya though.
Or cream, Savlon, every single antiseptic thing possible. Your mum just has a full bag of it on holiday, as if you're going to war. Like,
I didn't know where it was until I used it. But that shit works like it's a miracle. Yeah. Like, you just rub it on once, you don't feel it no more.
That's
like,
nice.
It's good for everything. Like,
so what was bad about Thailand other than it being? Like,
I didn't really like Phuket. Actually, first of all, in Bangkok, there was a guy. Obviously, a lot of men go there to marry women and stuff like that.
Oh, marry? I thought it was just they're just going there to fuck or something like that.
Nah, they usually marry them. But
what is that? Is the actual wife?
Bro, this shit was trending on TikTok like a couple months ago. Passport bros or some shit.
Yeah.
They go to another country, marry a chick from there, give them a passport to the US, UK, Europe,
just
whatever.
Just because they're lonely, and they're just creepy and
mad.
It's really sad because I was talking to some of the girls about it when I was there and they were younger than
me. Oh, so they're forced into marriage?
No, but
it's opportunity, isn't
it? Like, to me, and they were like, what else have we got?
Oh, it's just like, oh, might as well, because it's a better life with this weirdo than living here.
They genuinely said to me, they were like, we can't eat, we can't, like, we don't have food, we don't have windows on our houses. They were like, what else have we got? So it just broke my heart. And there was one girl I was talking to we stayed in the Hilton in Bangkok. It was so beautiful. And at breakfast I was talking to her and I genuinely thought the man, he was like 70. Ooh. I was like, right, he must have married her mum and then they've had this child together. And then they just started kissing. And I was just like, man, like.
So you realise that she's married to him?
Oh, yeah. I was 17. She was younger than me. Like, it was just so heartbreaking. And then when we went to Phuket, I don't know what hotel I booked, but it was on the top of a mountain. Our taxis didn't even want to drive up it.
Oh,
like,
damn.
At one point, our taxi started
rolling back. This is as far as I can go.
We actually thought we were going to die. It was the most horrible experience of my life. But then
you got to climb up to your room.
But if you got out of the taxi, the stray dogs would be like chasing you and trying to bite your legs and all. I was like, what the fuck?
What do you even do in that situation?
And then
I'm sorry, little fella, you got to kick the shit out of it.
And then
run.
Literally, but the top floor was owned all by British men. Just like literally went there just to do that shit. So that kind of put a downer on it. And then Phuket in general was a shithole. Like we'd sit in out for dinner. And rats would run over your feet and they just find it normal. Like they literally will just stop to let the rat past and just rats, not my rats. Like.
Yeah, mice you can maybe tolerate, but like, all right, cool. Yeah.
No, I can't tolerate none of rat, them. I don't even like mice, bro.
No, bro, a rat is cute, ugly though. He's got a long ass fucking tail. They're that fat. Their tails are like that thick. So,
It was so rotten. It was just a dirty place, but the islands though were beautiful. Like, and our last night, fuck knows, obviously me fucking it as per usual, went to the full moon party on the last night, didn't sleep. It gets to like 6 a.m. and our transfer is at the hotel. So we went in, just fucked all our stuff into a bag, got in, and because we're up in the mountains, like we're just on this wee jaggedy truck. I'd been drinking the most shite fucking Thai alcohol ever. An hour drive. Then a 5-hour boat. I whitied the whole boat. Everyone else was whitying, so the smell of their whitey made me whitey.
Everyone's just sick on this one boat.
I was in this wee fucking toilet. Yeah, because everyone had come straight from the full moon party.
That would make me sick just thinking about it. I don't want to think about that too much.
And then it was shaking and all. It was fucking tragic. Got there, got a 2-hour bus to get another boat. And then we had to get like a fucking 4-hour bus or something. It was just tragic. Got to the airport finally, and Malaysia Air. Oh, we changed your flight to yesterday. We emailed you.
What the hell?
Get my damn shoe off, man.
I'm in Thailand. What do you mean you emailed me?
What service do I have on the next island?
What fucking emails am I checking in Thailand? I was so vexed.
But you know what? Thank God your plane didn't go missing, bro. Because that shit was scary when it
might as well have gone missing. It wasn't there when she turned up.
So I'm talking, bro. Yeah, I know. That shit got bazooka'd out the sky and it's like, yeah, man, the plane's gone.
I'm on the phone to my dad crying, being like, I'm broke. He's already sent me money like 6 times at this point. Everyone who says you can do Thailand cheap, maybe you can, but I can't. I can't do anything cheap. Anyway, on the phone being like, I don't even think I've sobered up yet. Like, I don't know why. I'm just stuck here in Thailand. My flight was yesterday. Like, blah, blah. He was like, right, just book a new flight. Doesn't matter. Just get it booked. I'll send you it. Blah, blah. £350 my phone bill was ringing these people to get me a new flight.
Man.
I may as well have bought a new flight. Like.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. But anyway, so the next flight was in 17 hours. So we'd been traveling for that long, throwing up and dying, and then we had to sit in the airport for 17.
That sounds like a trip from hell at the end. You're just like, I just want to be home in my bed.
Thank fuck I was only 17, because if that was now, I'd actually just, I don't know, probably just throw myself in the sea, like, just be staying there. But yeah,
it's my time to go.
But it is good. You just do Phuket for a couple of days. I did it too long.
Like, I don't think I would go there. It's not one of the main countries I want to go to. I'd rather go to the certain cities. I'd rather go to the other cities.
You should go to Vietnam. Vietnam was beautiful.
Vietnam looks so beautiful.
It's the cheapest in Southeast Asia, and it's less touristy, and the people couldn't do enough for you, and it's just like another world.
Mm.
And Nepal and the Himalayas, definitely do that.
Oh, if I went to the Himalayas, I think I'd want to go on an expedition. Like, I'd want to go climbing up the mountains for a good couple. No way.
What? I climbed Everest.
I don't fucking know that. That's news to me.
Bro, what hasn't she done at this point?
That's actually a good point. Have you been to the moon?
I would definitely
that's next.
Okay, that's next.
I won't be surprised if we see in the news next week Elon Musk and Kiva are going to the moon. Like,
Kiva go,
do it though, like, that.
But like, yo, how'd you know Elon Musk? You go, oh, I've known him since I was a kid. I was like, what?
I did actually talk to him in a club in London.
What? See, what did I tell you? What did I tell you about?
Horrible club. I never.
How the hell did you meet Elon Musk in a club?
Horrible, but Elon is there. Billionaire.
It's only billionaires there. It's one of those clubs that billionaires are too bored, so they're into all that weird shit. Like,
I was gonna say, it must be those there's some weird shit going on in there. Like,
there's rooms where some shit that you don't want to know happens. Okay, go on. Spill the beans.
Like,
now, what happened in there? Now I want to know now.
Give the least worst one. The one that you
I
think
bet you
the
did.
First thing I saw within the first minute and a half of me stepping into this club was a girl in a nappy, butt naked, just a nappy on, running up and down the stage, like slapping her tits and shit, acting like a baby. And then she got in a cot, and then she took her nappy off, pissed in a baby cup, and drank it.
Thank you very much, guys. I've been Ali. That is fucked up.
But I'm not surprised. And that's just the first thing to show.
Stuff like that turns my stomach. Like, I can't.
So wait,
I
was billionaires are actually like, yes, do it.
Families.
How did you end up in there?
Rich families were there, like,
with kids.
Teenagers and parents. Man. Like, 18-year-olds. And parents just like, oh, it was just my. I got a vodka Coke, and it was like 34 quid. I was like, bruh.
But to the billionaires, they're like, yeah, that's a pound.
Only that much? Fucking.
Give me 10. Yeah, it was a mad.
But so what was the conversation with Elon then?
I was just chatting complete shite, because obviously to be there, I had to get wankered.
Yeah.
But yeah, he seemed like a sound enough guy. I used to really love Elon before I actually realised how he got his wealth and stuff, and before I did research on him, I really respected him. Even wanted my kids to go to his school. But now I have no... Well, whatever. Let me not talk too hard on it, but I just realised a lot of his wealth is obviously from Africa and stuff, so it's a bit grim. But
To be fair, I have heard a few things like that. I still don't know the full extent to
He's
it.
He's South African, right?
Yeah.
I still don't know the full extent to it, but I hear that he has a lot of haters, isn't it? And
his family have, what, mines or something in...
Oh, is it? Wait, I didn't
something
know that.
Like that. Yeah, that's where their wealth came from in the first place.
I'm not surprised, to be honest.
I need to research it properly, but I don't know. But yeah, London, just there's just so many freaky places everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that shit.
I'm going to ask you guys a question now, because I feel like we know each other well enough at this point. Well, we've known each other. Well, we've known you for about.
You don't even have any
over a year. Why does every guest at one point says it like, "Yo, why does this guy not have shoes on?" I never have shoes on in any episode.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's just comfy.
You actually look like you're gonna do a yoga.
And he does some weird toe curl shit that Ray always fucking comments. So he's like, "Bro, he's cracking his toes, bro." He goes.
You know, if you took your shoes off, you'd get what I mean, bro. You get what I mean. More time. Have you not know, half the show I was sitting like this, man.
Surprised you didn't have your hands there as well. Zen mode.
But yeah, we've known you for about over a year now, I think, or just about a year.
You're tweaking.
What is he being serious? Are you taking the piss? You being serious?
That's mad.
It's been like 3 years.
Well, I met you on.
I've known Ali.
I met you on FaceTime first.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I met you on FaceTime first, so after that, it was like a year until I actually
Yeah, you was.
I was a secret.
I remember the first time I met you. Do you remember
that?
I kept being told, I can't wait for you to meet Kiva, man. I didn't mean it. Like, 1 year later, me.
But no, I've known you for 2 years at least. Like.
Okay. Yeah. Three on if we include the FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, if there was a zombie apocalypse... Out of us three, who's surviving the longest and who's dying first?
I eat cold beans out of the tin. I'm surviving the longest, I'm telling you, man.
Me, brains.
Also, when I went to Everest, I didn't shower for 2 weeks, so...
Nah, I think I would survive the longest.
No fuck.
Nah.
I think purely on...
Bro, you gag at the sound of other people gagging, so I'm like... You see a zombie, ah!
But in terms of survival...
Me.
I think athletically, I'm the fittest.
Bro, you ain't gonna be an athlete. You gotta be the smartest fucker in the room,
you,
and that's me.
I guarantee you. Ask A this question and he'll back me. Anytime he sees me do my shit, he's like, yeah, you can survive anything.
I think you got a bit of fight in you. I do see a bit of fight in you.
See, after living in a bando in Maryland.
wait, I remember this.
That is a fucked up
chapter.
After that,
yeah, you can survive anything.
I don't want to hear it. Someone just opened my front door. Guy just gets shanked. Cool.
Close the door.
But I'm going
to
be
go do that
work,
somewhere
so
else.
I need to go. Oh, man. I should have probably closed the door, but...
Hey, I've seen the movies. Black guys die first, man. I'm sorry.
That is racist and stereotypical.
It's the movies. Asians, relax.
I'm genuinely saying, I think I would survive, bro.
Asians have the best horror films.
I would just create some sort of bunker that I could just chill in. When I go out, you have your weapons ready. You're just like, bro.
This guy's
bro, I've watched The Walking Dead, bro. Shoot the motherfucker right in the head.
I grew up on Call of Duty Zombies, bro.
Do you know where we need to...
I would just rape train.
Do you know where we need to go?
I don't even know if you know you can say that anymore.
So we can Can we settle this argument? We'll go to the VR place in Hackney.
Yeah.
And okay. There's a zombie.
Wait,
one.
which VR place?
Amazing.
I think I know it.
You went there with lads?
Yeah, I did, but yeah. I went to a different one. I went to the Victoria one. Oh my days! You know when we did that?
Did you do the zombie one?
Yeah, she was so because she's terrified of like.
I ran into the wall.
Yeah,
I was so
embarrassed. I kid you not. No. You know when the score comes up at the end? I kid you not. I think it said I killed 2 and she killed about 60. But I didn't know you had to go for headshots. I'm shooting their body, and I didn't know that just slows them down. But it's my first ever time doing VR.
You know it's zombies, man said.
No, but wait. It's my first ever time doing VR, yeah? Bro, this thing was so interactive. I was there. You can open lockers and shit. I'm there going through every single locker. I'm like, yo, this is so cool. And then I turn around. Latifah's just fucking screaming her head off. Like, literally, I would turn around. Every zombie surrounded. No one's bothering me.
Yeah, it's so scary.
Because they looked at you and yeah, this guy's Dora the Explorer. Isn't even worth it.
No, but I think there's a few other VR places that we can go to.
There's a good one in West.
I realize what you meant now. You ran into the wall because you're inside a pod.
Yeah, you're inside.
So you actually hit the wall.
So like you're meant to move with your hands, obviously, but you forget. So whenever you see a zombie, you start running and then you just run into the wall.
I got a better venue for you guys.
No, because there's other ones where you actually move in it.
I've been to those ones. I think it's near, if I remember correctly.
Otherworld, that's what it's called.
Hammersmith, yeah. I think you get off at Hammersmith.
I have no business.
It's really, really good. I'm talking, it's a big, massive room. I've seen like, they've been on like TikTok ads and shit recently as well. They've got a good gun as well. See, the headset's nice.
The Tories always have the good shit.
Huh?
The Tories always have the good shit.
In West London.
No, because generally,
just leaving east to the wee pods.
No, because I'm not even shitting you. You can move around in the room. There ain't that pod that you're going to smack your head into. It's like, and the way they designed the world where the zombies are coming from, it's like it knows where the wall is in the world. It will put like a barrier saying like, this is where you guys are. And you're like.
But do you actually move with your legs?
Yep.
Because in this one, when we're inside the pods, you move with the control pads.
No.
The only thing you actually move is your hands.
Bro, there is no control pads with this VR. It's a headset and a gun.
Yo, I'm excited.
Yeah,
we have like a full on.
I love shooting.
All right, okay. So if we do that, we got to vlog it. And then that's the only way we'll decide who survives.
We need GoPros or some shit. Like just.
Yeah, but then
the GoPro wouldn't see the game.
No, but I'm sure in those places, they record you anyway, no?
True.
They record you anyway.
True.
But we need the gameplay. We need the game. Yeah. You know, I'm sure you can arrange
We'll find out. We'll arrange it. But yeah, I think that's a great note to end on, guys. And I want to thank everybody for listening to this week's episode of the Route 41 Show. If you want more guests, more opinions, and more weird fucking
If you
stories,
want Kiva back, if you want Rayan back, like this video, be sure to subscribe. And...
Probably any last words, Keeves?
Nope. I'm already joking. Love.
Aww.
One word.
And Ramadan Mubarak.
Hey.